Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety, and Benson Boone tickets all the live long day. Right now, text this code word to our contest line and you could win yourself a pair. Concert. C-O-N-C-E-R-T. That is this hour's code word. Text CONCERT to our contest line 20357. And that gets you entered to win the mystical, magical 4-pack of tickets to see Benson Boone October 1st. That is, it's a Wednesday, right? Wednesday the 1st at the Chase Center. Text the word CONCERT to 20357. And it's your chance to get tickets for the show. Courtesy of Golden Voice, this hour's code word is CONCERT. There will be a new code word in 1 hour. And we're doing it every hour through Mason Show, through Jane Show. 6:05, I think, is your last chance today. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Mark your calendar.
Hey, ladies.
You should get me that. Get me that sounder. Hey, ladies, mark your calendar for Friday, October 3rd. Dudes, too. Anybody who wants to can come to this. It's a lunchtime thing from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. I am going to be at Third Love on Fillmore Street in San Francisco.
Maddie's on the bra party.
Oh, you're going to go on the bra party, Maddie?
Didn't he say he was?
Yeah, I'm going to the bra party.
You want to come to the bra party, Bobby?
When is it again?
October 3rd. It's a Friday.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It's nap time. It's the normal nap time for the morning show, but.
Oh, I'll be there.
If you're going to come, we'll do like the bra fitting and all that. It's super fun.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. There's going to be like a little light bites, they're calling them, nibbles. So you have like a little bit of lunch. We'll share some stories, I presume, about boobs and bras. And I mean, I don't want to put that in stone, but you never know. We're going to be in a bra store. And you'll get a free fitting from Third Love experts. And it is something that throughout your life, you should get fitted for bras so that you make sure that you're, you know, treat the girls right.
I'd do that.
Yeah. You want something comfortable too. I mean, that's the thing about Third Love is very, like, I hate underwires. It's just like certain things I hate about bras in general. And so to find a bra that works and is comfortable, it becomes your favorite bra. And it's the one you reach for whenever it's available and you wear it until it really, really needs to be washed.
It's absolutely worth the money to get the right stuff.
Yep.
Underwear, bras.
Yes.
I think of that for the missus. I've told you I've bought her underwear before. See her sometimes and think, you don't even think to replace that. She doesn't. She just keeps wearing
it. Because you love the things that you...
But that thing has a hole in it. I'm sorry, but I can see your butt through the...
Oh.
Which is okay.
It really is definitely time for her to get maybe you should come to this thing too, Vinny. I mean, they have underwear there. And they've got all the temp sync technology and it's great. I love Third Love. And it's funny to like love a bra company, but they're, you know, when it works, it works.
It's all your womanly stuff.
Yeah.
Put it in something nice.
October 3rd is the date that Taylor Swift's album drops.
Oh my God.
I know, it's such a big day. So we'll be definitely, you know, all the Swifties, come on down to Fillmore Street in San Francisco to the Third Love store.
Nice.
Yeah.
What now? Are you going to make an offer?
No, I know. That was great. Hey, ladies. So you're just softer. It's soft.
It wasn't up loud.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hey, ladies.
Get funky. I mean, we don't have to. There's no obligation to get funky if you come down to the.
Oh, there's an obligation to get funky.
All right. You don't have to.
Always.
Only if you're feeling it. Funky by noon. I am going to start with the Emmys.
All right. I saw that was on and then I put on football.
I watched the whole thing.
Me too.
Oh.
And
goodness.
By the way.
Well, tell us everything then.
There was a point during the game where I went, this is a bust. And I turned it off and put on a story and went to sleep because I was like, man, I don't even care. It was so low scoring and it was just kicks. So yeah, you guys did the right thing.
Who was the Sunday night game?
It was the Vikings and the Falcons.
Yeah, John had it on. And
it wasn't exciting.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you know what? I'll look now, but tell me everything about the Emmys, please.
Well, Nate Bargatze, he was the host, and there was a whole deal going on where you get 45 seconds to do your speech, and he had started with $100,000 that he was going to be donating to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and for every second you went over, he was going to lop $1,000 off, and for every second you went under the 45-second cutoff, he was going to add $1,000. And in the end, $350,000 went to charity. Now, it's not as good as you think.
No.
It's
not how it really ended.
Right. That's, no, that is how it ended.
I know, but that's not really how the numbers ended.
A lot of people were complaining about this on social media. And
I thought it was a distraction, despite the fact that it was the intent was good. The management and resetting all throughout the show, to me, felt like you're taking away from
what
these people's
this actually
night
is,
and what
right.
this is. And what we really need to do is just, you got to play the music and you got to guilt them off the stage.
Right.
And you just have to live with it because it's what happens every time.
Were there, by the way, he was hoping to save 250 seconds, which is only like, I don't even know what that is, 4 minutes. Like, okay. That would really help.
It's not life-altering there, Nate.
It's really not. What did you guys think as people who watched the whole show?
I loved the opening sequence that he did. You know,
he did a revisit of an SNL skit that he had done in the past.
Oh,
apparently.
I didn't know he had done that in the past. But it was just a lot of funny commentary on TV. There was some good jabs at the Bear for being a comedy, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, that is like the opposite of a comedy, but that's where they do have it slotted.
And they shut them out this year. They didn't get anything.
They stunk this year.
But I didn't mind the timer. In fact, I stayed tuned in because I wanted to see what happened.
Oh.
So it worked for me. Like, I stayed on because I wanted to see where's this money going to end up. And but he was funny and everything, but it was just every break he did was about the money thing.
Oh,
and
that's what I'm saying. It's a distraction.
He didn't tell enough jokes. Like, he's funny, and he was funny at the beginning, and then the rest of the time he's all right.
Reiterating that you got to stay under.
The intro was funny though. He played the inventor of television, and he was talking to some guys about, oh, we need to invent television, we can't give up. And then it just gave an opening to make every possible joke about TV and streaming, and I thought it was great.
So did everyone get guilded into going under on their... Oh,
not
really?
Not at all.
Oh.
No. I think it worked really well for people who won multiple times, because if your show had already won something, or you personally had already won, then you came up and you just did a quick little thing and it added to the bit. But some people went over, and I thought it was fine that some people went over. They were really having their moment. One person, I think it was, I forget how to say her name.
Christian Milioti. Yeah.
She is originally from How I Met Your Mother, but she won for her role in The Penguin.
Okay.
And she definitely went over, but they didn't put the clock up because she was just on such a roll and ended with like a really cute moment. And I thought that was good. They definitely had the discretion of whether or not to at least broadcast the clock.
Because you are shaming people.
Right.
Their biggest
accomplishment ever.
Right. And I feel like Vinny made the point, like, when you've diminished what this night is supposed to be about. I mean, I hate award shows. I'm like on record for years. I can't stand them. I don't want to listen to it. I don't, you know, it's nice to see people in their outfits, I guess. But just overall, I'm like, this is the most boring thing I've ever watched.
I understand your opinion of that. And there's a percentage who probably feel exactly that. Not very many Tinseltown tattlers that feel that way. That's strange.
Is that really what I am?
I don't know.
I'm just a girl who wanted to be on the radio.
But I do think that it's part of the reason you tune in is for the celebrity.
Yeah.
The celebrity, the stardom factor is the point to that show.
Yep.
That's when they started award shows, they went, how can we get all these celebrities and all this celebrity pull under one roof? Give them a prize.
Yeah.
It's
and
a no
give
duh.
Them a little time to say what they want. Now, look, I don't want to sit through 10-minute speeches, but at the Oscars, I think they call them the Big Six, right? It's like
the Big best, Five.
Best movie, best director, best actor, actress, and supporting actor, actress.
Mm-hmm. I don't
so maybe it's
there.
Only the Big Four, just like the actor, actress, movie, and director. Whatever, the big awards. Those ones, they should get some time. I don't want to hear the editor thank 50 million people or, you know, the lighting guy.
But
I just, you know.
And invariably, those are the ones who take up the most time.
But, and because it's their moment.
Okay, yeah. You know what? What I don't get is why are you doing so much of the other stuff? Like, the speeches are when I start to tear up and I'm connecting and we're celebrating. And then they spend, like, probably, there was probably 20 minutes last night of just people walking to the microphone because the stage was so big and there were so many middle-aged and older people who had to walk from backstage. I'm like, cut that out.
What are you saying? If middle-aged and older people walk slow?
Yeah, the slow walkers.
Yeah, that's exactly what
everybody
I'm saying.
Maybe that's the move. That. Hire a track star with a mic to run out to the crowd. Each time a winner happens, hold the mic right in front of them at their spot.
What if they had all the whatever nominees for each category gather at the side of the stage and then one of them gets to walk up or even be on the stage. Like somebody's presenting the award and then they move out of the way and the person who won and everybody else hangs their head.
Well, it is kind of cool to see them. They usually kiss their husband or
sure,
wife.
Sure, their partner.
So
and then the whole team's there celebrating depending on where they're seated. So that's kind of fun.
I think it's the nature of the award show. Like, I really do believe you either like this and then you watch it.
Right.
Or you don't like it you and you didn't watch it at all, right?
No. I've seen some clips, but I've only, you know, the highlights, which
and
there
so
really
there it
weren't
is.
That many highlights from last
but
night.
The thing was that's why I liked The Clock. I'm in the minority. I did like The Clock because it kept me watching the whole time because I wanted to see where did the money go. And it started to fall below zero. And that was like, what are they going to do now?
It went into the negative.
It was negative 39,000 by the end of the show.
Oh my God.
They didn't even show it at the end. He was like, well, so the thing, it's not looking good. So here's what we're going to do.
Come on, give me a point or $5. I had this. I called this, didn't I?
I'm going to give him a point. Listen, too bad for you guys. He didn't even watch the show. I'm going to
I liked it overall, though. I had a really great time watching.
Except they lost the money. I mean, someone came through.
They were always going to donate however much they planned on from the beginning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
so the bit was pointless.
It was a bit.
And the speeches, I think they were conscious because they weren't. There were very few people that went like to the point where you're like, shut up, wrap
the
it
kids
up.
Right there staring at them to guilt them?
No, they did. Because they came up with the person who presented. You know, they always have a model that's like, They came up with that person and were
there
on
were
stage. But
two
not
kids
like,
in the audience and usually one on the stage. Yeah.
And did they, like, if it went over the time, the kid would, like, start crying and then flash to him? That would have been good.
No, and they didn't show the clock for everybody. And some, you know, because some people went over and I would say Seth Rogen was the hero of the night because he was very conscious of the clock. Tried to end early and was like, okay, there you go, boys and girls.
And
club.
He won the, so that's what I kind of want to hear that stuff now. Like, so he won the most stuff, right?
They did great. The biggest winners were The Studio, The Pit.
The Studio is the name of his show.
That's a Seth
Anybody?
Rogen's show.
Anybody?
Oh, I watched
I've
it.
Watched
oh, you
it.
Do?
Yeah, it's excellent.
Oh, it is.
I dropped
Hilarious.
Off of it.
Oh.
A lot of people do rave about it, but for me, I was just like, these are all awful people.
Yeah, you have to buy
awful
into that.
Things, and I didn't want to. So let's see. I mean, I have the full list of winners if you want that, but the biggest winners were that show, The Studio, Best Comedy Series, The Pit, Best Drama Series. That's the one we were just talking about this. It's a like an ER show, right?
It's an unofficial ER reboot.
Right, because Noah Wiley is in that.
And he won, right?
He did. believe he did. Let me get the full list.
Like, here. I think he won Best Actor in a Drama. Well, I went, oh my goodness.
Yeah, no.
From out
Wiley
of nowhere, that guy's back.
So, did you see who won Best Actress in a Drama series? Do you know the name Britt Lower? Or possibly Lower. It's spelled Lower.
I do not.
Britt Lower.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No,
do you know
I
the
don't.
Name Heliar?
Oh my gosh. She won for Best Actress?
She did.
She should. Yep. There's a few scenes in just the whole, her whole arc where she truly.
Yes. And she essentially plays two completely different characters.
She's crushing it.
She really is.
I'm glad they recognized her.
Yeah. That's that season, the most recent season. Is it only the second season? It is only the second season. Mm-hmm. She is brilliant in it.
Like, although I would say it's not Rebecca. What is her name? She's, oh God, I have nothing. The blonde lady.
Patricia Arquette?
Her.
Oh, she's
really
good.
Also amazing in that show. Where like scary.
Disturbing.
Yeah. Good. Like really, oh God.
I don't even know if she was nominated. I only have the winnings.
She
was
nominated. No.
Okay.
But the best supporting actress in a drama series was someone named Catherine Lanasa for The Pitt. So the best drama series was The Pitt, HBO Max. The best comedy series was The Studio, Apple TV. Best limited or anthology series was Adolescence. Adolescence won a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Who watched that? Did you?
I did.
Oh, and?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's very dark, but it's so real. I think it's a really important show to watch, especially if you're a parent. Not that I'm a parent and I don't know anything about parenting, but it shows how even great parents, even good people can accidentally raise troubled kids because of the access to the internet that we have at such a young age.
Commentary on the internet?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's really, really well done. Every single episode is one shot. So it's also a technical masterpiece.
Oh, right. I think that's why it started to get talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
it's because it starts with like a kid ODing or something.
No, this is called The Pit.
Murder.
No, this is
Adolescence.
It's Adolescence.
Adolescence.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
One kid may be murdered.
Yes, another kid. And the thing about it is, it's one of those shows you get done an episode and like you want to binge it. You want to go see the next one because
and it's
just
short.
So well done. Yeah, it doesn't take
long
at all.
Yeah,
I think there was only five or six episodes.
Yeah. Best limited or
when it was over,
series.
I was like, oh. Well, no. What happened? How could it be over?
Yeah, it won for the kid won for best supporting actor. The creator and the person who plays the dad won for writing. The director won, and I think it won.
Yeah,
for
it got a lot of them. The best actor in a drama series: Noah Wiley for The Pitt. Britt Lower, Heliar. Best actress in a drama series. Best actor in a comedy series was Seth Rogen. Best actress in a comedy series was Jean Smart for Hacks. That show's great.
I think this was her fourth win in a row.
And the chick who plays the writer, Hannah Einbinder. She got best supporting actress as well for Hacks. I'm seeing Adolescence. It's all in there. Best reality competition program.
Traitors.
The Traitors.
Yeah, oh, that was good great. For them.
Yeah. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert won Best Variety Talk Series despite being canceled by CBS, which aired the Emmys. Last week, Tonight with John Oliver won Best Variety Scripted Series, beating SNL. But SNL 50, the anniversary special, won Best Live Variety Special.
Do you think that Colbert is going to get snatched up by Netflix or one of these other programs?
I believe that he'll get another show. Like, I like his show. It's fine. It fits the format for the late night shows. But he used to do this thing called the Colbert Report on Comedy Central.
Uh-huh.
And I was...
That was his starring role.
That was his starring role. He came from The Daily Show. He was a reporter on there. He got his own show. That show was beyond brilliant. It was my favorite show on TV for like, I don't even know how long he did it, 10 years. It was so sharp. And I actually feel like this might be the best thing that ever happens to him. Like, you know, go back to Comedy Central. Go back to the Colbert Report.
Do what you want. and not try to water it down.
Right, for
when
like
you're not really watering it down, but you're also are. And I think he'll do better in his own spot, yeah, where they say, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
And leave him alone and let him do his thing.
In announcing the winner for Best Variety Scripted Series, Survivor Superstar, Jeff Probst hosted a mini tribal council with John Oliver and Lorne Michaels, the SNL boss.
It was cute.
The Traitors beat Survivor, Amazing Race, Top Chef, and RuPaul's Drag Race. And for what it's worth, they did the In Memoriam segment, and they left out Hulk Hogan. People are so mad about it. Mm.
One more note on the acceptance speeches and Helly R, when she accepted. Internet sleuths looked at the note she was holding, you know, she's reading from. Yeah. On the back of the note, it said, it said, let me out. So that was facing the audience. Let me out.
Cute.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Well played, Helly R.
Yes, Helly R. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Let me out.
The internet sleuths were on it. And 408, thanks for texting and reminding me that.
Oh, 408 texted you that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I saw it.
Any other texts you wanted to mention? Because I'm looking at the clock. I'm basically done.
Did you see that they kept showing the bunny teeth looking lady? LOL. Yes, they did.
Oh, she showed Amy Lou Wood. Amy Lou Wood. She didn't win, huh?
No, she did not win.
Was there
no White Lotus?
I don't see anything for White Lotus. I mean, I'm sure they won some smaller stuff, but they didn't win any of the major awards.
We got one from the 510. It says, don't change the award shows. If you already don't like them, don't watch. Vinny is right.
I literally don't watch. Because I get a highlight reel after the shows, and I always feel
for me. I don't think they're trying to comment on your opinion of them. I think it's that whole, I'll fix it with this clock, and it just isn't going to fix it. Like, I saw that from Go. That's not going to work, Nate Bergazzi.
I did want to mention one other thing. The guy who plays Seth Milchick.
Yes.
He did win. Severance won a lot.
And actually, you called that. You said when the season was, you were like, this is the guy that should win something.
I love that guy.
Yeah. His name is Tramell Tillman.
And he's also great in the final installment of Mission Impossible.
Oh, funny. John,
he's in the submarine and he is.
We got to watch that.
He's great.
Oh, yeah. I see his credit right here.
925. Yes, I did. Did you see Sydney Sweeney's boobs made an appearance? They did, and they were spectacular.
What do you mean they made?
Well, like
an
she was wearing a dress she presented, and the focal point was definitely the chest area.
Well, she does have those.
Yeah, she does. I mean, and they're spectacular. He's right. But is this possible that it's true? I saw a clip of Sydney Sweeney saying goodnight to everyone on SNL. She'd been the host, I guess. And this is a clip on Instagram, and the point was, the person who did the, what do they call that when it's the words where they put up?
Oh, like the
closed
credits?
Caption?
The credits at the end? Oh, somebody.
The cue cards?
No. It's the closed caption where they're just putting the words on the screen, whatever she's saying, and they put them on both sides of her boobs. So the words weren't coming down the middle of the screen. They were on the sides. And I went, there's no way that's real. But they truly are showing this. I watched the whole clip and I'm like, oh my God, it's her boobs and all the words are coming around the sides of her boobs.
Oh my God. So if you watched in closed caption, would you have noticed that?
Right. But I mean, funny. I just saw, and the person who posted it said, this guy or girl.
Should get an Emmy.
Yeah. And I went, I don't know. That seems more like trouble to me, but okay.
Seems like you should just be doing your job. Not they, try to save us all.
They did not word her boobs, though.
Mm. Well, thank you, I guess.
I don't know.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Sugar rushes. Are they real? After these.
They are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I swear, when I hear the song without you around, I wait for the doobie doobie doo, and it never does that.
Oh, do like, I always do the doobie doobie doo?
You always yes, do you the doobie doo, and then when realize. I hear the song without you around, I'm like, where's the goddamn doobie doobie doo?
John and I were rocking this out this weekend. He was learning it and oh, wow. doing the Bruno part.
I forgot entirely that you're the doobie doobie doo.
Yeah, it's good. The doobie doobie doo. Doobie doobie works with a lot of stuff. I'm sure right. I throw it in at the end of a lot of songs.
That one in particular.
Yeah, no, that's the one I hear it on, and that's the one I missed it on when I hear it without you around. Yeah.
All right, I'll try and stop.
Who said that?
Because I don't want it to be like a thing where, you know, now I want to help you forget.
That's not what I was trying to say. I don't want you to stop doing it.
All right, I'll do it extra. I'll do it mid-song, too.
Fine.
Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Mm. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99.
That's a good deal.
Visit jumpstartmd.com. That's jumpstartmd.com. Okay, overcast start to our morning here, but mostly sunny today and about 90. It was hot yesterday.
It got really sticky yesterday.
More of that today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
The Mac attack, everyone. Who knew?
I knew.
Mac Jones came in to replace Purdy at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and we got an important win. Mm. And he looked good.
Yeah.
The guys on the sports station are like, this guy.
Yeah. They
all of a sudden,
his stats up. I was like, oh, look at that.
All of a
great.
Sudden, we're like, maybe we're not going to come out of this, you know.
Well, it's hard to lose your starter.
Yes, it is.
Especially second game of the season.
And while I was watching the game, I was reminded Mac Jones was a number one pick.
Like, was he number one?
He was a big deal, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we should have hung on to him. I mean, by we, I mean the Pats.
Yeah, I know. You're related to someone who's related to someone.
He works
right,
for the team, apparently.
Monday Night Football tonight, 4 p.m., Tampa Bay versus Houston, and 7 p.m., two teams that have moved recently, the L.A. Chargers versus the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh.
Ugh. Mm. Come on. It's the Oakland Raiders. Like, what are you doing in Vegas? You're not supposed to be there. What are you doing there?
Gambling all my money away.
I guess. The Valks lost on Sunday, 101-72. They next play on Wednesday. It's a must win in San Jose. 7 p.m. tip time for the Valks. Again, they're at the SAP Center. It's due to a scheduling conflict. So you're going to be going south and go Valks. And yes, they've got to win or they're done for the playoffs.
We don't want that.
No, we don't.
But they are against the number one team.
Yeah, that's how the seeding worked. So, whatever. You want your team to get this kind of experience. They often say, like, you got to get beat up in the playoffs a few times before you get over that hump.
Right.
So, good. We're getting it done the first season. Great.
It's huge.
Sugar rushes.
Yes.
Actually, fast facts.
Fast facts, fact, fact.
Right,
fact,
that's
fact.
Good enough.
Fast facts.
No, there it is. Sugar rushes aren't real and are just psychological.
Yeah, that people say that a lot, but...
Or a cultural effect of parental influence.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I've absolutely gone too hard, and I'm a hyper person to begin with, but I've gone too hard on a messy brownie sundae or something and just been tweaked.
Yeah.
Like just tweaked.
That flashback pops up every now and then. And I just think I'm like, first of all, I'm living proof. Like, and like you're saying, who hasn't, you know, you go out for ice cream with a couple friends and you're in the car afterward and you just like, you feel giddy and.
Oh, I feel like the whole earth is warping. You guys hear that? That's the crunching sound. No,
it's the earth warping. And it just, you know, anybody with kids goes, please, mom, don't buy the giant lollipop for the kid. He's going to have a sugar rush and then he's going to crash.
And then he's going to put it down on the couch, too, which is going to make two problems.
Right.
The crashes are a real thing, though. They do say that.
Well, then how?
I don't know. Sugar does not affect behavior or cognitive performance. Sugar crashes are a real thing, though, but medically it's rare. According to doctors, only about 5% of us experience sugar crash. Mm. You're more likely to experience it if you do a tough workout on an empty stomach. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure that's true. I'm sure they did their research.
There's an urban legend.
Tell me.
That you swallow 8 spiders a year while you sleep. Mm. It's not true.
Are you sure?
Almost every single person will swallow 0 spiders in their lifetime. It was made up by a writer making fun of stupid urban legends and gullible people, and that person's mean. Mm. Because people, you know, fall for something that's going around.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Well, I heard that at the dinner table when I was 4.
When anybody's horrified by spiders, too, it's like the last thing you would ever want to.
Oh, God. And my household is horrified by spiders. And now, yellow jackets because of the time we were hiking in the woods.
They're saying this is a particularly horrible year for that.
But we walked right into an absolute
nest.
Nightmare.
Mm.
And first it gets the missus, and then she's pulling her shirt off, which under normal circumstances, I'd be like, oh, this is a nice hike. Except that she was running for her life while stripping down.
Yeah.
And then the kid got it. Then I got it. And I was like, all right, I guess we're done.
Quick, run home.
But now the kid is like, yellow jackets.
Oh, no. Is she hesitant to go on hikes anymore?
Absolutely.
Wow, that sucks.
It does suck. But we were attacked. We had to run for our lives. You know when you run for your lives? Doesn't happen often, but it's that moment where you go, run for your lives, everyone!
Run. He's got a gun.
They got stingers. Yeah. Yep. And they want to get you and get you again.
Right. They're mad.
And again.
And they keep on coming.
On average. An average of 7 people die from spider bites every year in the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
And 3 times that many are killed by cows. Cow gangs. They're real.
Cows just don't realize how big and heavy they are.
You don't think?
I don't know. It just, they seem so gentle, a cow. A bull, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Anything that has to, like, if they lay down and then have to get that much weight picked up, they have to know how big that, you know? I mean, you ever hear me just bend over to get my headphones? Yeah. I'm like, oh!
I had a cow hit me into an electric fence once.
What?
Headbutted you?
Yeah.
Did you ask for it?
No. I was fishing, and I was, you know, had to cross a field to get to the to
But
the
were river. You, did you come into its field I with a knife into, and fork?
I came into its field, probably looking at it hungrily. And give me a little.
In your head, it was a hamburger.
It bought me in the back, and next thing I know, I go forward and put my hands out, and it was right on an electric fence.
Ow!
I got shocked.
Yeah. Those are just light shocks, though. Those little electric.
What do you
fences.
Know
when
of it?
When you're 9, 10 years old, it's a pretty big shock. You know, I was.
Oh, you definitely get a shock, but I think it's only 7 volts. Those things.
How do you know about that?
I grew up with cows.
And electric fences.
And electric fences. They do that. Like almost every cow enclosure will have like just it's a single strand and it's like a little and you hear it. It goes think, think, think.
Yeah, it pulses so it you pulses, don't get
so you don't get attached to it.
It's just a pulse.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the cows will rub up against the fence like to scratch them, and then they knock the fence down, and then now there's a bunch of loose cows.
You don't want that.
No, you don't.
Nobody wants that.
Wow. Mm. You guys know stuff. I grew up around a lot of construction.
Yeah.
They were building new homes.
Yeah.
And it turns out that wood's not free. You can't just take it.
Oh, that's
I mean, I was taking it for a long time before someone finally said, you know, That's, you're stealing. What?
What are you talking about? It was just laying there. You had to lock that stuff up. The house next door to us had like a full on, I guess they do this now because they're so afraid that construction sites will get robbed. So they built a full on, it was a 10-foot chain link fence around them.
Oh, and they locked up all the stuff. I'm sure they had to. I'm telling you, we didn't even think anything of it until, and by the way, the person that told me about it was a policeman who was like, you can't, what are you guys, are you kidding? And you built your ramp right next to where the wood was. Like, you didn't even try to.
Oh, we didn't know we were stealing.
We don't have cars. We're 12. What do you think?
Put it on your skateboard and wheel it down the street.
We did do that eventually, but I'm saying initially we just thought, hey, there's a bunch of wood here. Let's build a ramp. Rip it up.
Made perfect sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Groening wanted to make a live-action Simpsons spinoff in 94, but one of the reasons it fell through was that the network said it would be too expensive to pay for a joke in the pilot featuring a bunch of trained beavers.
Oh. I mean, how many trained beavers are there?
It's very...
Those things are wild. Beavers.
Vermin.
Nothing with less than 10% alcohol was considered an alcoholic beverage in Russia until 2011. It was classified as regular food, and that
2011?
Included... 2011? That included almost all beer.
That's right.
Not alcohol.
Yeah, beer is
food.
Like 5% alcohol. I suppose some of those IPAs can get up to like 8% maybe. A couple of those will knock you over. I mean, depending on your tolerance levels.
I was at a wedding this weekend,
yeah.
The one past, and we have someone around here with one coming.
Mm.
So this, I think, is interesting. Okay. By the way, congratulations to Rachel and Allie. I was at their wedding over the weekend. It was beautiful. Very nice.
Love.
It was.
Exciting.
It was all that. And you know, watching them get married, and I know them, and I've never really seen them cry, so it wasn't like, why would they have cried around me? There's no reason for that.
Right.
I'm a nice person, and we always get together for family gatherings, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. There they both were up there, and they were both cry-facing the whole time.
Hopefully.
There were moments where they're like,
was
trying
Christina
to just,
crying?
Yes,
were the girls
absolutely.
Crying?
Well, no, the girls
Did
don't
you cry?
Know. They don't know. I a little like well up,
Misty,
but I was,
yeah.
I wasn't, it didn't get me the way it got Christina. Christina's
right.
Known her whole life. But anyway, there's just watching them go like, oh my God. And by the way, here's another thing that happened at this wedding,
right.
Just
yeah.
For the record. The person up in the front of the place goes, we have wedding photographers. They're going to be making their way all around the event tonight. But more importantly, during the ceremony, we have wedding photographers who will be taking the pictures. Please put your phones down. Please don't take pictures. We have people doing that. Just enjoy the ceremony. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Here we go. And the music starts. And
is this the officiant?
Yeah. And then instantly, within a millisecond, the first phone comes up to get the video, and then all the other phones. And I went,
oh,
it's completely lost on people.
Yeah. Because they don't want pictures of you in the audience with your phone up. They want, you're not looking at the person, you're looking at the picture of the person.
I don't think anyone hears, don't use your phone.
Right.
They don't hear it.
Yeah, but I have to post it on Instagram to show that I was there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The person said it, they period start the thing and the phones came out and I went, oh boy, that is really just a, there it is, huh?
Okay. There it is. The Arshi blows.
There's a new trend among wedding party people.
Oh, okay.
57% of couples opt to have an open bar at their wedding. It's expensive.
It is. That and the food. Those are some of the most expensive
things. Big expense. The average cost of alcohol at a wedding is $2,400.
Yep. It's a lot.
So some couples opt to save money by asking their guests to pay for drinks. Now there's a new reason couples are setting up credit card machines at the bar to help pay for the honeymoon. A couple in the UK tried it using a card processing company that provided readers like the ones they bring to your table at restaurants.
Yeah.
That happens all the time now. This restaurant we go to, the person will do it right there in front of you and then turn the screen to you and you go 25%.
Sign your name.
My
yep.
name and I'm done. And you don't even see the math.
Right.
If you don't, you know, tell them to show me the screen and all of the stuff.
Right.
Anyway, just like those, there are, were also signs with QR codes with the message, don't be tight, pay for our flight.
Oh.
The couple says the proceeds would go to their honeymoon in Mexico. They didn't reveal how much they made, but they said their guests absolutely loved it. Will you have a way to charge people for your honeymoon at your wedding?
I think a lot of people do it in the registry.
Right. Like you can pitch in.
A honeymoon fund.
Yeah.
But and will you do that?
Yeah, that's probably the only thing I'm going to put up there.
Oh.
Versus gifts. I don't know.
You don't want forks? A toaster.
I don't need that stuff. We've lived together for like 8 years.
I actually appreciate that too. Like I feel like there's something nice about just contributing to an experience or like my niece was like, rent our car for us at our thing, you know, do like
all this
different stuff. Mm-hmm. And so you could sort of like choose what you wanted to.
Yeah, it's cute. And it's theoretical. I mean, all the money just
goes
get
to one
payout.
Place, right.
Yeah. But you set it up to make you feel like you're doing something specific, which
right.
I think is very sweet.
This is exactly your scenario. They did this instead of accepting wedding presents. They've been together 14 years. Christina and I, when we were planning the wedding, I was like, we're not going to ask for presents. I'm 40 something.
What did you do?
I don't remember. I don't know. She did that. I was like, why would we want, like, we are grownups. This is, you know, the present thing is because people used to marry to get out of their house.
Yes. So they needed a whole setup.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad married before they were 21. Like that was what people did back then. So right. I understand why you needed fine china or a couch or.
Right. Whatever. A blender.
Right.
A toaster.
But most of us are not. It's changed.
Yeah.
Anyway, now it's changed to pay for our good times. They say, why the credit card readers? They said a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. And they just figured they'd have some fun with it. And that is true. No one's carrying cash.
Yeah.
Most of the weddings I've gone to, we have just Venmo'd as the gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, cash is king. And by that, I mean, you know, just numbers on a screen.
Yes.
Not necessarily physical cash. Because what do we do with those? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I feel like if it's a couple and then maybe they're saving for a down payment on our house or they just need some money. And this was an expensive day. Like that's, I feel like, just tell me you want cash. I'd be happy to.
I truly think, and I look at the way I've spent my own money through the years too, I did not do enough experiences and had too many things over the course of time.
Mm.
I bought a new surfboard. I should have bought a surfing trip. For the number of boards I bought over a period of time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Text numbers 800-400-3697. Let's see. Credit card machines at the table is the norm all over Europe. The U.S. is barely catching up per usual.
Oh. So the machine is right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Oh, like a QR code or whatever.
Yep.
It seems a little tacky.
A little.
925, just because it's there, talking about the wood. Just because it's there doesn't mean it's free. Just like a wetsuit, Vinny.
Don't you ever. All right, you got me.
It was karma then, your wetsuit getting taken.
650, so glad to hear about the spider BS. Thank you.
I know, that is good to hear.
You're doing God's work, people.
Although, did the sugar rush and the spider fact come from the same source? Because one we thought was not true and the other one we're happy is true. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we like to pick and choose. Okay. I mean, whatever right. suits you is the thing you should believe.
I wouldn't even bother to debate it with the guy. I would just give him this messy brownie sundae I'm talking about with like the fudge and the caramel and the brownie at the bottom and the ice cream and the...
And say, stand still over there for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. Finish that, and then let's see what you have to say about sugar rushes.
On that topic from the 650, preschool teacher here who works across, we work across the street from a donut shop. Sugar rushes are real. When kids are having a wild morning at circle time, we ask everyone what they had for breakfast. Parents, please save donut day for the weekend. Ingrid in Redwood City. Thank you, Ingrid. And finally, a very important post. Mountaineers late game rally pull off a huge win. So exciting. The whole house was rooting for you, Maddie, and West Virginia. Way to go. 415. Thank you.
Oh, isn't that nice? People are thinking of you as they're watching college football.
I love it.
What's coming up? Yeah, yeah.
Tickets to Benson Boone and Bieber Family Values.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.